In his words to the group of bishops and religious, police and security officials, Pope Francis described trafficking as one of the major challenges of our time, and he praised participants for the important contribution they're making to end this scourge of modern slavery. The numbers of victims, he noted, keeps growing year by year, and it's essential both to support victims of trafficking, but also to tackle the complex problems that lead to their exploitation. Cardinal Nichols told journalists the group had presented the Pope with a report of positive developments in the 30 countries that are now part of the Santa Marta process.
What this report shows is that human slavery and trafficking is not so hidden as it used to be. There is an increasing awareness that this, in the phrase of the Holy Father, is an open wound in the flesh of humanity. And voices that were once completely hidden are now being heard.
Those voices include that of Nigerian survivor Princess Inyang, who was trafficked into Italy in 1999 and forced into prostitution until she was able to escape with help from a priest working in the northern city of Asti. She shared her story at the conference and called for deportation of the traffickers, as well as more education and skills training for vulnerable girls in her home country.
The women are vulnerable because of the poverty in Nigeria, the background of the family, the polygamy system of the families, the non-employment. And now we know that the traffickers have the operators that goes into the rural areas and gets these young women because of their serious problems.
Another survivor who works to help others avoid the traffickers is Albangura, originally from Sierra Leone. A keen footballer from an early age, he was tricked into going to England with promises of a dream career. He managed to escape the traffickers and now serves as ambassador for a UK-based charity called Sport for Freedom.
With everything that I've been through, I want to be out there to share my story. I want to be out there to educate kids and talk to people, not even kids, but like parents that desperate for their kids to achieve what they want to achieve in the right way, all these things. I want to like educate them and talk to them, and we're also working with the Premiership and that to make sure like the kids are going to the right direction, to make sure we're able to stop all this slavery thing.
From Africa to Latin America, from Asia to Europe, the US and the Middle East, the conference heard many encouraging stories of success in combating the trade in people for prostitution, forced labour or sale of body parts. But as the report also underlines, there is much frustration too, coupled with a renewed determination to work together more effectively for an end to what Pope Francis himself described as a crime against humanity. I'm Philippa Hitchin.